This is Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile, with another Earphones-winning audiobook to recommend. Lord Fowl's Bane by Stephen R. Donaldson, read by Scott Brick. This broad fantasy tells the story of Thomas Covenant, the unbeliever. Brick weaves a beautiful tapestry out of Donaldson's words, giving a listening experience that's hard to turn off.
She came out of the store just in time to see her young son playing on the sidewalk directly in the path of the gray, gaunt man who strode down the center of the walk like a mechanical derelict. For an instant her heart quailed. Then she jumped forward, gripped her son by the arm, snatched him out of harm's way. The man went by without turning his head. As his back moved away from her, she hissed at it, "Go away! Get out of here! You ought to be ashamed!" Thomas Covenant's stride went on, as unfaltering as clockwork that had been wound to the hilt for just this purpose. But to himself he responded, "Ashamed. Ashamed." His face contorted in a wild grimace. "Beware. Outcast, unclean." But he saw that the people he passed, the people who knew him, whose names and houses and hand clasps were known to him, he saw that they stepped aside, gave him plenty of room. Some of them looked as if they were holding their breath. His inner shouting collapsed. These people did not need the ancient ritual of warning. He concentrated on restraining the spasmodic snarl which lurched across his face and let the tight machinery of his will carry him forward, step by step. As he walked, he flicked his eyes up and down himself, verifying that there were no unexpected tears or snags in his clothing, checking his hands for scratches, making sure that nothing had happened to the scar which stretched from the heel of his right palm across where his last two fingers had been. He could hear the doctors saying, "VSE, Mr. Covenant, visual surveillance of extremities. Your health depends upon it. Those dead nerves will never grow back. You'll never know when you've hurt yourself unless you get in the habit of checking. Do it all the time. Think about it all the time. The next time, you might not be so lucky." VSE. Those initials comprised his entire life. Doctors, he thought mordantly. But without them, he might not have survived even this long. He had been so ignorant of his danger. Self-neglect might have killed him. Watching the startled, frightened, or oblivious faces, there were many oblivious faces, though the town was small, that passed around him, he wished he could be sure that his face bore a proper expression of disdain. But the nerves in his cheeks seemed only vaguely alive, though the doctors had assured him that this was an illusion at the present stage of his illness, and he could never trust the front which he placed between himself and the world.
For more audiobook information and the Audiophile review of this audiobook, please visit our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Simon & Schuster Audio, Harper Audio, Hachette Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Full Cast Audio.